Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Albemarle Cider Works recently celebrated 10 years in business on Route 29 south of Charlottesville. Charlotte Shelton and her brothers offer more than 200 kinds of apples and cider.
Of course, there are literally thousands of varieties of apples, and this is an experience that so few of us are able to have this day and age because we are the beneficiaries as well as the victims of an industrial agricultural system and a mass distribution food system.
Beneficiaries because our food is relatively cheap and plentiful. Victims because most supermarkets sell fewer than a dozen kinds of apples.
They are tasty and they are certainly nourishing, but they tend to be bland and sweet.
The only exception is Granny Smith, a tart green option.
But it's amazing how many people will say, oh, that's my favorite apple, because tartness is a flavor that gives some lift and spirit to sweetness.
Shelton says none of our apples are native to Virginia or even North America.
The only native apple in this part of the world was a virtually inedible crab apple that the Indians maybe used a little bit. But Malus domestica, the apples that we know, originated in Kazakhstan and came across the trade routes in ancient times. You know, an apple seed can travel 40 miles a day in the innards of a horse.
And the English brought them here in 1607, along with their love of hard cider.
Into the middle of the 19th century, it's what everyone in America drank.
It was not only tasty and intoxicating, but safe at a time when water supplies were often polluted.
The consequences of putting your cow lot or hog lot uphill from your spring or well was very poorly understood. Fermentation kills nasty little things like E. coli.
As immigrants began arriving from Germany, Italy, and Ireland, American preferences began to change.
The libations of choice there were not cider, but beers and ales, and the Irish preferred their whiskey, I'm told, and the Southern Europeans their wines. But you couldn't have grown those in the first 100 years of American existence.
Fortunately, some of the old-time varieties survived and are now growing on the Shelton family's 14 acres. Technically a member of the Rose family, some of these trees are a challenge to maintain.
You have to give them care. Care both in their pruning and in keeping pests off of them, because people aren't the only things that like apples. Every bug in the universe seems to, not to mention the bears and the deer.
One of the best-loved heritage apples is the Albemarle Pippin, a favorite for England's Queen Victoria.
Ironically, it originated in what's now Long Island, New York, and in the rest of the world it's called the Newtown Pippin. Newtown, New York was the point of origin. It may be the best flavored apple in the universe. When it's well grown, it is a fabulously flavored apple that's good for dessert, it's good for culinary usage, and it makes a fabulous cider.
Today, cider is making a comeback with at least 20 commercial producers in Virginia. People are also beginning to grow their own. In southern Albemarle County, I'm Sandy Houseman.